Thank you, Aikman, and it's indeed another privilege to be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ by the means of radio. I'm in a hotel room in Upton, Kentucky, getting ready to go to another radio station, WJCR, where Jesus Christ reigns, to preach the 11 o'clock service this morning. And I had originally thought that I would get Aikman to run a program that we'd already run, but I thought, well, why not just go ahead and share the gospel from here? It's an amazing thing. I've got a little iPhone in my hand, and by that I'm able to call directly to the station and share the word of God. Now, I might not be as loud as I am sometimes because I'm in a motel room, and I don't want to disturb my neighbors in case they're sleeping. You see, the Holy Ghost, please listen to me, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. And so we have to use wisdom about the gospel and about sharing the gospel and about how we do as children of God. You know, if you're gonna intercede, if you're gonna cry out in prayer, you don't normally do it in a motel or hotel room where there's a neighbor that might not understand what's going on. Now, I believe in doing that. I've gone to the woods sometimes when, you know, I needed to hear from God and felt like the heavens was brass and it felt like that I couldn't get through to get a prayer through, and I've cried to the top of my voice, "Where are you, God? Where are you, God?" But you don't do that. You learn, as I said, that you use wisdom when you share the gospel, however you share it, because your life is a greater testimony than even the words that you say. And praise the Lord, Cathedral of Praise in Greensboro is covered today. I saw, and of course I already knew that John Wishon's birthday is today, so congratulations to him. But he and Rebecca and Sherry Rivers Edge are going to be singing at Cathedral of Praise this morning at 10:30, 3529 Rehovah Church Road in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the service starts at 10:30. And so if you are close by and you want to hear some anointed singing and preaching, you get there and hear the songs and then hear John Wishon share his word, share the word of God from his heart. Well, you know, I'd like to hear from you. By the time I get back in tomorrow or sometime maybe, I'd like to hear from you. So you can drop me an email at rayamwhittington@gmail.com. I'd sure love to hear from you. Or you can use the old-fashioned way. You can drop me a little note to P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. And, pray for you, rejoice with you over prayer requests or whatever. But I'm just thankful about how that God can get his message across. He said the gospel of the kingdom would be preached into all the world for a witness before the end comes. So many churches are able to reach out beyond their four walls by the means of radio and other media. When I started coming here to Upton, to WJCR, 25 years ago, 1991, and in those days we used shortwave radio. It was an FM station, but we used shortwave to reach around the world. And I was on this station for seven years in that time frame or in those years past. Don Powell put me on there at a deliberate time. It was a 11:45 on at night, and it was the morning in Europe, and it was early at about 9 o'clock on the West Coast, and it was early afternoon in the Far East. And we reached over 100 nations of the world, and it was an amazing thing that the gospel could have been preached. But I've told you that the Lord told me when I was a little boy picking cotton in Dillon County, South Carolina, that my voice would be heard around the world. And I'd been to China, and I'd preached in some of the islands of the sea and other places, and across a lot of the states of our country. But when Don Powell fulfilled that, or put my voice on the radio, he fulfilled that promise that God had made years and years ago. Now, we don't do it the same way now. We've got Facebook and the Internet and Twitter and all the other things whereby we can reach people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But, you know, I think it's a miracle that I do it like I do, because I'm not into all this modern stuff that some of the kids are, or the young people are, about knowing how to drop box and do stuff like that. But I think it's just amazing that I could be standing here this morning in a hotel in Upton, Kentucky, and be preaching on a station in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, that is on the Internet, that people across this world can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's an amazing thing to me. I thank the Lord for all that he's doing and for the kingdom of God that is coming, and for the fact that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want to share a little something about how we got here. You know, sometimes when you do something for God, things don't always fall in place like you want them to. But before I do that, you see, it's about the cross. It's about the cross of Jesus Christ. And I want to listen to the Bolden family sing, "I Still Glory in the Cross." Praise the Lord.
I am only standing now because of mercy. I am nothing but a trophy of God's grace, poured out upon a soul so undeserving. When on a cruel cross he took my place.
Though many years of faith are now behind me, I have not forgotten what my freedom cost. For every day I waken to new wonders, and that's why I still glory in the cross.
I still glory in the cross. Cross of Calvary, for I would still be lost had it not been for that old rugged tree. Nothing I could do could ever pay redemption's cost. But Jesus paid it for me, and the cross still tells the story. That's why I still glory in the cross.
If everything I own were taken from me, all the things of earth that I hold so dear, if I were left alone to face tomorrow, I'd still have no cause to doubt or fear.
For I've been laying treasures up in heaven. I've got wealth this world can't take away. My hope is built on the sinless blood shed for me, that still flows freely from the cross today.
I still glory in the cross. For an old rugged tree. Nothing I could do could ever pay redemption's cost, but Jesus paid it for me, and the cross still tells the story. That's why
God, I like a line in there that said, if it hadn't have been for an old rugged tree, I'd still be lost. So that's my glory in the cross. And I'm sometimes so concerned that the church world has gotten away from what the gospel really is. I not long ago was in a service where somebody said, we're supposed to have fun at church. Well, you know, a laughter, the Bible said, laughter is like a medicine. So there is a place for laughter, but I'm telling you, there was agony. Jesus carried that cross up Golgotha's hill that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. See, the blood, a lot of people don't want to talk about that anymore. But we sing the song, the old hymn that says, what can wash my sins away? Nothing. I wish somebody would say that to me. Let it get in your spirit this morning. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, see, man got damaged in the garden because Adam didn't repent of the sin that he did, and he brought this curse upon mankind. But what can make me whole again? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty stain. I'm probably getting too loud for my motel room, but say a prayer for me. But I'm telling you, who would have thought that a lamb would rescue the souls of men? The lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. And then Dottie Rambo, great gospel singer who died in a tragic bus accident after many years of being on the road for Jesus. She said she went to visit her, wrote hundreds of songs. She said she went to visit her little old mother one time, and her mother was sitting on the porch, and she was talking about the trouble she had had and the agonies that she had been through and the disappointments in life. And Dottie said she looked over at her mother and said, wouldn't it be wonderful if God took your cross? And her mother said, don't take my burdens and my cross away. So Dottie Rambo wrote a song that said, don't take my burdens and my cross away, for I would go weary and never shed a tear lest I forget that I need you today. Don't take my burdens and my cross away. With my cross on my shoulder, my feet cannot stray, for the cross leads me onward to that home far away. And I won't question the price I must pay. Don't take my burdens and my cross away. Oh, it stirs my heart. With the cross on my shoulder, my feet will not stray, for the cross leads me homeward to that home far away. And I won't question the price I must pay. Just don't take my burdens of my cross away. Oh, I thought about this trip. I thought about coming up here. See, a lot of people, they want Easy Street. And I've shared before when young people play these video games that the higher level they go to, the harder the games are. But we see the Bible said, since the days of John Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence, and the Violent, take it by force. You know, I pressed in. Press on. Sherry used to sing that song. Press on. You got to press. You got to press. You got to bring your body under subjection. And I thought about this trip up here. It would have been so easy to back out because it seemed like that there was all kind of problems and multiple problems. One of the biggest things is that I had a major car issues before I came up here, and you know, it just seemed like, well, I thought after I got back in the car, after I got it back from the shop, I thought, well, I don't know if I can trust this car or not. But the Lord spoke to me and said, you may not trust the car, but you can trust in me. And then I thought about how wonderful it was that, see, I felt led of the Spirit to take the car in and get it checked out before I made the trip. And the service manager and the service rep said to me, you'd have never been able to make the trip if you hadn't have brought it in. So, see, God doesn't always solve all the problem, but he keeps us. He keeps us to where he said he'd let nothing come that you'd be unable to bear. So we had to get that fixed. And then we drove up here, and we came through West Virginia. I have a daughter that lives there, and we stopped there for a pit stop for about an hour and a half. But when we got into West Virginia, the storm was horrendous, and we stayed. And then we came on, and when we reached Huntington and got into Kentucky, I've been driving 55 years, and I've never driven in anything any worse. It was like driving in a hurricane. And we passed through West Virginia. 44 out of 54 counties are asking for the declared emergency and for emergency relief. And we drove through that, and God took care of us. He took care of us, and he took care of us all the way. And then my body was not feeling it. But you get a few years on you, you get aches and pains, and I just kind of had to press. It would just been so easy to call and say, you know, I'll do this later. But I've learned a long time ago, sometimes when God's going to do the most, Then you have to press the hardest. I'm going to say that again. When God's going to do the most, you have to press the hardest. And I stopped in Lexington, Kentucky, a young man that I've known since he was 7 years old. We sat and had tremendous fellowship, and I was able to encourage him, and he was able to encourage me. And I thought about my little mother who's made this trip through the years with us, and how many times that we've shared up here, and how that she can't make the trip, and I just thought about all the things that we had to go through to get here. But I'm going to preach in a few moments, and the service will be live on the air. So I'm going to preach to people I haven't preached to in my lifetime, and be able to share a word with them. But I just want to encourage you today. Don't quit just because there's some obstacles and things that get in your way. You have to press in. The Bible said, "No man that worth entangled himself with the affairs of this world, that he might please him who's called him." One of my favorite scriptures is in Luke 9:23-24. He said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall find it." Now, these people that just kill themselves in the name of some religion, they're not going to get the reward that they think they're getting. But when you lose your life, you don't just lose it. That don't mean you go out and mutilate yourself or kill somebody or try to kill yourself, but you lose your life for his sake. You put the gospel first. How many people you know is putting the gospel first in the world today? But that's what it's at. See, the biggest God in America is self. I mean, people will run over you. It's all about self. But the kingdom is about denying yourself and seeking his will. That's what it's about. So he said, what would a prophet of man if he should gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? my life, his life for mine. He's already proved what he will do for us, so we need to prove what we'll do for him. I love that. I'll still glory in the cross. I will glory in the cross. Oh, yes. I used to sing the song, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free?" No, there's a cross. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me, and there's a cross for you. I like that song that says, "Take up thy cross and follow me." Every time I hear that, it penetrates more than my ears, or it penetrates into my spirit, into my heart, and into my inner man. When I hear that, "Take up thy cross and follow me," I hear the blessed Savior call. I pray that somebody's listening to this preacher this morning, that you would really get a hold of that. Hear him call you. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus paid it all? I walked one day along a country road, and there a stranger journeyed to, bent beneath the burden of his load. It was the Christ, the one I knew. Well, take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. Would you follow him this morning? Would you forsake all? Would you lay down everything? I'm telling you, the rewards are more than enough. The Apostle Paul said at his time of departure, "For there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them who love his appearing." I made a trip yesterday because my friend Don Powell Sr., he passed away 12 years ago, and he wanted to be buried on that property out there where God used him to reach the world. He was a tent preacher. He was a missionary. He lost a daughter by an explosion when he was in the Bahamas, and so he sowed life into his ministry, and God opened this vision for him to reach the world with his station here. And I went by and I remembered the scripture that said that those who are asleep will not prevent those who are alive. And I don't know all about the coming of the Lord, but I do know that if Jesus came today, you would think that those who are living would go first, but the Bible said the dead in Christ shall rise first. And I just wanted to reminisce because, see, we have hope that this world don't have. Jesus did two things that gives us hope. First of all, he died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he was raised from the dead as the first fruits of the resurrection. And because he lives, we live also. So take it with joy. It's not always easy to do that, but I'm telling you, the enemy comes. The songwriter said, "I can hear the hand of Satan as a tempter press me. I can feel the hand of Satan as a tempter press me for. He's been before the Father, asking leave to press me more. I can hear the Father granting, saying, 'Do not touch his life. Though you crush him, he'll not falter, but rise above all doubt and strife.' Though God slay me, yet I'll serve him. Yet I'll trust him. I'll then come forth as gold. I know that he's still living. I feel him in my soul." Well, my time's gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you made a way for us to be restored back in fellowship with you. I pray for those under the sound of my voice this morning. I pray for the service at Cathedral of Praise. I pray for the service at WJCR. I pray for everybody that's listening to my voice this morning, that you will be with them and help them understand that just because they go through things sometimes the more we go through, the greater the blessing, the greater the victory. Somebody wrote a song, said, "The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory." Well, I bless you this morning, so let me bless you as we leave. May the Lord bless you. May he bless you today. May the Lord keep you. Oh, he can keep you. He said there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Oh, the Lord, may the Lord cause his face to shine upon us, and may praise the Lord and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us, and may God give you peace that passes all understanding, and have a great day in Jesus. This is Pastor Ray Whittington saying, I love you, Jesus does too. Have a great day. Until next time.